That is one of the things that worried me. To be raised to the position of a semi-god. Because then you are no longer a human being. I wanted to be known as Mandela, a man with weaknesses, some of which are fundamental. That worried me a great deal. Especially because I knew it was not the contribution of an individual which would bring about liberation and the peaceful transformation of the country. And my first task when I came out was to destroy that myth that I was something other than an ordinary human being. Whatever position I occupied, it was as a result of my colleagues, my comrades in the movement, who had decided in their wisdom to use me for the purpose of focusing the attention of the country and the international community on me. Not because I had any better matches than themselves, but because the attention of the company.